On this picture, a winter landscape is depicted. The streets, roofs, and hills are covered with snow. In the foreground, to the left, are two children on a sledge, which glides over the slope to a tree beyond. Ahead of it, a boy is rolling a snowball along the ground. Two persons, brother and sister, who have come from the town, are passing by. The girl carries a basket on her right arm. The boy, who has just come out of school, holds a school map in his left hand. They are both well clad. On the right, one sees a snowman, which a little boy and girl have made. In its hand, the girl has placed a cudgel. A bent twig serves as a pipe, which one of them has stuck in its mouth. In spite of the cold, the little boy has taken off his hat. The snowman stands at the edge of an ice-covered pond on which men and women, boys and girls, are enjoying a skate. In order not to be hindered, the children have laid their school books and slates on the ground near the pond. A little boy has slipped and fallen on his back. The high chimney from which smoke is rising shows us that the building, round which there is a wall, belongs to a factory. At the place near the lake where the factory is, a wagon stands which is laden with blocks of ice. A man is busy pulling the blocks with a long iron hook. A man who has come from the town with a one-horse sled cracks a long whip. A dog jumps about near them. A man struggles with a Christmas tree to the interior of the city, above the white roof of which rise many towers. On the left side of the picture, we see a smithy. On an iron arm hangs a sign in the form of a horseshoe. In front of the smithy stands a post sled. The blacksmith is busy shoeing one of the horses. One of the occupants has got out and is lighting a cigar. A lady occupant is looking out of the open window of the sled. Before the driver, who sits on the box, stands the maidservant, who hands him a nice warm drink. Behind him, on the top of the wagon, lies the traveler's luggage. Through the open door, which is covered with icicles, one sees the fire in which the irons are made red hot. The blacksmith's wife clears away the snow from the door of the house. Her child watches her through the window of the warm room. In the snow-clouded sky, one can see a multitude of crows flying. One of the birds has already settled on the ground before the blacksmith's cottage and, in the snow, looks for food. The large supply of wood beside the house shows us that the family need not fear the cold.